How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, I've been singing the whole time. You're like, what are you doing? Where have you been? Been here the whole time doing math. Which is always a challenge. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Before I get to the top stories on the show, just a heads up. I see that Kenny is here. Kenny, I have not yet received your weigh-in numbers. Oh, nope. I do. I do see the weigh-in numbers. My bad. I thought that you had neglected to send them, but I do now see them. Thank you very much. We'll get to that a little later on. Say nothing. Shh. Don't tip anybody off. Thank you. You're a good man. Impact Power Sports. Uh-oh. Did you see that? Oh, boy. Looks like Darla stepped on O'Neal in a weird way. He kind of yipped at her. You guys okay over there? We all right? Poor guy. Hey, sometimes that happens. It's okay. It's all right, big fella. She just stepped on you, little funky. You're not too mad. I better hang out to Darla for a second here. Cause she's all like, now her feelings are hurt by that, you know? That's how we roll. Anyway. The Impact Power Sports Studio, they're online at impactpowersportsmi.com. If you're thinking about purchasing a side-by-side motorcycle, ATV, UTV, e-bike, Yamaha golf cart, all over there at Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. I can feel Darla's little heart beating through her chest. That startled her. You know, she was crawling on her big brother there, and must have been, she landed on a spot that he didn't like, and then boom. So I gotta calm her down here. This little baby dog. And she truly is a baby dog, for God's sake. Look at that face. Holy cow. This is what I do all day. I just pet dogs, walk dogs, and podcast. Petting, walking, podcasting, snuggling, cuddling. I'm just a cuddler. Okay, I'm going to put her back. Okay, baby dog. Let's go back. Be careful, okay? Anyway, let's get into the topic at hand. I think the number one story right now that needs to be discussed is Michigan football. Now, just a little bit of background here. I didn't start to dislike Michigan until all of the Michigan fans started to make life difficult for everybody. They've been insufferable. Do I say insufferable or unsufferable? I think I say unsufferable. Well, they've been that. But whatever. They had their time in the sun. That's awesome. Linda writes, one win does not cancel out a shit season. Disagree. disagree completely. Oh, boy. Baby dog is now disagreeing. I am going to go hard on this topic. I guess it's insufferable. When it comes to Michigan football, I 100% disagree. Beating Ohio State is one thing. To beat them at Ohio State is an entirely different thing. And for all of you fucking crybabies who are upset with Michigan taking the flag and planting it on the field, this has been done for years. This type of chiding and trolling by the winning team. That's part of it. That's why these rivalries are what they are. If you were to take a look at any of the highlights in college football from the past weekend, all of the big rivalry games were going on, and there were skirmishes and scrums like that all weekend long. So, I don't even care for Michigan. I don't care who won that game. Frankly, I wanted Ohio State to win just so that Michigan fan would shut the fuck up for 5 minutes. Did they? No. I give credit to Michigan for going in there and winning that game. That was not easy to do. And spoiling their season? Oh, my God. Fucking the balls on that team. And then to grab their flag and stab the big O in the middle of the field, that's been done forever. All right? And that's, in my opinion, what makes college football great. And you know what also makes it great? When Ohio State fans say, oh, hell no, and march over there wanting to kick the Wolverines' asses. Okay, that's cool. All right, if Michigan is going to have the balls to march in there, beat your ass, and rub your noses and shit, and then plant their flag, they know what's coming. They don't care. And I love that Ohio State responded. And then that allows for Michigan player, Michigan fan to say, oh, yeah, you know, my God, they went ahead and didn't even show any fight until after the game. Yeah, whatever. You know, this is all part of it. This is all part of it. I love the fact that they planted the flag. I love the fact that Ohio State came to fight and try to do that. The only problem is the fucking cops. The goddamn cops start spraying the players with pepper spray. What? Holy shit. Which asshole cop, Columbus cop, decided it'd be a good idea to spray the football players with pepper spray? My God. Frankly, I wanted them to keep fighting. That would have made it even better. Let them fight it out. I don't know if you saw, there was one Ohio State player who grabbed the flag and he was going to like burn the fucking thing. And you see some guy with a jacket and a hat on, not a player. That was Jason Avant, former Michigan legend. Well, he's still a Michigan legend. I talked to Nick over the weekend several times when it was dart time. And he said, let him go like hockey. Joe Martinez is here. This is his time. We cannot sit there and poo-poo him anymore after that beatdown. We have to give him the forum. He says, Eric, didn't you say they wouldn't win another game? I did. And that was incredibly incorrect. The difference between me and a bitch like you, though, I will openly admit when I was 100% wrong. Only an ignorant slut like you would do the opposite. So go fuck yourself. Michigan is a big winner, And rightfully so, the spoils go to them. I give them all the credit in the world. I just wish that fight would have been bigger. My God, was that great. Yeah, I honestly didn't see that coming. I don't think anybody did. Even if it, when it was like tied at halftime, I was like, I even said to Joe Martinez, I said, Michigan's not going to score again. And they kind of didn't. I mean, they got three more points, but that defense was fucking intense. Good for them. Good for them. Aram writes, you played a great game, Joe. Now, I can't tell if Aram is congratulating the fan of the Wolverines or he's smirking about Joe suggesting that he's like on the team. Now, Joe is way aggressive here. He's the only guy who can come in here way aggressive when I'm here singing the praises of Michigan. All I've done since the show has begun is talked about their performance. It was outstanding. There is no taking that away from them. And it, in fact, does, in my opinion, take a season of five losses and make it a successful season. If you beat Ohio State, excuse me, that makes any issues that you had in the past fade away like a fart in the wind. You can't take that away from them. And I agree with you. But you're still a stupid slut. Make no mistake. Kenny says, I cannot believe Michigan Wolverines get talked about before the Lions. Who gives a shit about them besides Joe? No, that's not true at all. First of all, I'll decide what gets talked about on this show. Second of all, it happened more recently. And there was a goddamn brawl after it, which all the world was talking about. And it's important. The Michigan-Ohio State game is the number one rivalry in all of sports, no matter what. Any professional or college sports, that is the number one rivalry. It's not even close. These people hate each other. And since I know what I'm doing when it comes to producing a show for the past 8 million years, I know all about what I need to talk about. And right now, the Michigan Wolverines are moving the meter with that outstanding win over Ohio State. And that's about all I have to say about that. I don't think you can say anything else. There was a quote after the game, though, in the press conference where Coach Jerome Moore is sitting there and he's fielding questions. And somebody asked a question about, is there a thing as losing gracefully? And I guess the reporter was trying to, I don't know. I'm not even sure what the reporter was trying to say. Is there a thing as losing gracefully? And he goes, I don't know. We didn't lose. Which is just fucking perfect. If I'm Michigan and I beat Ohio State, I think you're doing a disservice to the world if when you beat them at Ohio State, when they're number two in the land and your team's not even ranked and you pull that shit off, you are doing a disservice to the world if you don't take your flag and stab it at the middle of the field. It should have been worse. They should have all brought shovels and dug up the O and threw it at the fucking piece of shit Buckeye fans. That's what they should have done. Oh, my God. Joe Martinez is really laying it on thick. We are Michigan, the best program around. He says, as long as we beat Suckeyes, we can win one game, and it's the only game that the whole season, it's not even a sentence, but whatever, day is out, and Moore bent him over again. You know, if you're a Michigan fan, do you want Ryan Day fired? I mean, what's better? the fact that you got the guy fired or that he stays so you can gang rape him again. Maybe you're better off keeping Ryan Day as the head coach at Ohio State. But I tend to agree, he will be fired. This is at Mass, Catholic Mass, when I used to go, it was, this is the day the Lord has made. Now it's the day of Michigan. You cannot deny this. Undeniable. And I don't even care. That was fucking incredible. Wolverine Bronco says, we want Ryan Day to stay. Joe says, fuck all the haters. We just proved all your asses wrong. Linda says, you're so angry, Joe, and laughs in your face. Joe responds with the prospect coming in, I don't care who is the coach for the Suckeye. Another well-worded sentence from Joe Martinez. Jeremy says, how do you think they're going to do in the nobody cares pinstripe bull? Yeah, I have no idea. I don't, you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what bowl game they go to. I agree with Joe on that deal. If you beat Ohio State, that's the biggest thing in the world. It changes everything. It does more than ease the sting of a 5-loss season. It makes it a successful season, in my opinion. Kenny writes, I used to pull for Michigan to win because of one of the OGs, Jeremy, back in the WBBL days. But Joe has made me feel completely different about them. Go Blue Jason adds, Gus Johnson's call on the Ohio State interception at the goal line was hilarious. Pretty sure he number threed in his pants. Linda says, super boring game. Glad Maureen gave head. What? Did you say that about your sister? Hold on. Oh, super boring game. Glad Maureen gave the heads up on the fight. I had turned it off. Okay. Well, it was unavoidable. So that's putting that to bed. Yeah, that was a weird comment there. But I was thinking that Linda wouldn't talk like that. All right. The other top thing I want to talk about is what the fuck? The Lions. Oh my God. All right. They barely beat the Bears. And in a game where, they were kicking the Bears' ass in the first half, but it was only 16-0 at the end of the first half when Shibuzi came on. Who? How about that guy? I liked him. I thought he was great. Lions hadn't won in since 2016 maybe, and. This one was weird because they could have been up like 35-0. But then the Bears came back and they had a chance to tie that goddamn game. And I thought for sure they were going to. They were quickly in field goal range with plenty of time left and they had a timeout. Now the next play got the guy fired, the coach of the Bears. The quarterback who paints his nails and cries to his mommy, I forget his fucking name, he got fucking sacked. And they're knocked out of field goal range. So, all right, still plenty of options. You got like 40 seconds. There's a lot of things you can do. You can run a play and get some of that yardage back, and you can spike it. Or you can call the timeout, run another play, try to get out of bounds, or spike it. And, you know, there's about a million options. The one thing you can't do is stare at the goddamn clock like Mitch McConnell as the time winds down. So the dickhead quarterback, what's his name again? Christian McCaffrey? Christian Adams? Charles Bronson. What is that guy's name? He throws some stupid ball. It's not even close. Game over. Lions win. That was a pile of shit game. Caleb something. Caleb Williams. Okay. That was a bad, bad scenario. Dare I say they deserve to lose that game. That is now the second game that they have deserved to lose. Houston and then this one. But what the fuck? They won. You know, I guess you're going to have shit games like that. So now the Lions are 11-1. But problem, more players injured. Malcolm Rodriguez gone for the rest of the year, and he was a backup. I saw that they were getting ready to sign free safety and free agent Jamal Adams, who's still got a lot left in the tank. I think he's only 29 years old. And they have, in fact, done that. But, you know, whatever. Players get hurt all the time in the NFL. The Lions just make a couple of changes on offense. They're up big in that first half of that game. A lot could have happened. But here's the thing. There's no rest for the weary because they play on Thursday now. And they host the Packers, who are fucking great. And don't look now, but the Vikings came back and they beat Arizona yesterday. And they're just a game back. So this is shaping up to be quite a finish for that division. Don't think that the Lions are going to skate through it because they've got the Packers, they've got the Bills, they've got the Vikings, they've got the Bears again in Chicago, and I forget who else that they play, but it is not an easy road. Hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, UncommonGoods.com. Now, when you shop at UncommonGoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. UncommonGoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously. Just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at UncommonGoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through UncommonGoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, how did you think of this amazing, awesome gift? Basically, all you need to do is go to UncommonGoods.com. And I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. UncommonGoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
they could fucking lose the division easily. This week, we will talk to our pal Kyle, see if he can keep that string going. Joe, referring to Michigan State, writes, looks like little bitch isn't going to a bowl game. Michigan State got smoked by Rutgers. God damn it. Assholes. Didn't they start out the year 3-0? And everybody was feeling good, thinking, oh, Michigan sucks. Michigan State's going to kick their ass this year. And none of that happened. None of that happened. At the end of the day, Michigan beat the shit out of Michigan State. Michigan beat the shit out of Ohio State. Michigan State's not even going to a bowl game, you dumb whores. The only thing Michigan State is good at is molesting people. You're a pile of shit program. You suck. God damn. How embarrassing. All right. Let's talk fat. Actually, before I do that, I've got a ton of sponsors to get to today. So I'm going to start to knock these out. In fact, I just brought in a sponsor that we've had before, but they just signed on again. And that is Green Medicine Shop. Okay, last time we talked about Green Medicine Shop, a cannabis dispensary in Greenville, Michigan. They were only doing medicinal marijuana. So people 21 and under could get their cannabis with a med card. And I was telling you how to get the med card and the benefits of purchasing medicinal grade cannabis as opposed to recreational. You know, I was trying to get them to, quote unquote, plant their flag, like Michigan did, into this space. But it was tough because the rest of Michigan was selling recreational. In Greenville, they, for some reason, didn't want recreational cannabis. Well, that's changed. They've just become Michigan's newest recreational adult use cannabis dispensary as of October. They can now sell to anyone 21 plus recreational cannabis, and they still sell 21 and under with a med card. They're keeping the medical license, and they just added to what they already had at Green Medicine Shop. So congrats to you. You can find them online at thegreenmedicineshop.com. And go there and shop. Hold on a second. Make sure I got that right on the website. Yes, thegreenmedicineshop.com. That is so cool. I'm happy for them. So there you go. Very excited about what they are doing. And if you want to partake, I'm encouraging you to make the trip to Greenville, Michigan, or if you are in the area or the surrounding areas, please make a pit stop over to Green Medicine Shop and check out this amazing sponsor of my show. They're located on Highway 91, just north of downtown Greenville. They're open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Cannabis sales end at 8:45 p.m. due to city law. When you go to thegreenmedicineshop.com, they have links to their online medical and recreational menus, which do have order ahead options available. If you are new to cannabis or what's known as canna curious, they have a professionally trained staff and a pharmacist on site to help you choose the best option for your individual needs. At Green Medicine Shop, they carry a full line of cannabis products, hemp products, smoking accessories, and essential oils. Their cannabis products include flower, known as bud, vapes, gummies, drinks, concentrates or dabs, pre-rolls, infused flower, chocolates, hash, kief, and more. Sounds good. If I did partake, I would go there. Thank you, Green Medicine Shop, for being on board with the Eric Zane Show podcast. Forge 3D. Call them 616-667-7937. You can have anything 3D printed with Forge 3D. They're so awesome. Recently, they did pieces for three separate exhibits at the Frankenmuth Museum. Okay, and that's hard to get into. They had to take bids from like 40 or 50 different 3D printers, and they went with Forge 3D. There's a company down in Kentucky that built their own nitrogen oxide analyzers for their dive team. They needed to have all of the external pieces printed for those devices. They reached out to Forge 3D. Even with extremely small tolerances, Forge 3D had them done in 2 days. So that is awesome. Think about something in your house maybe that you think a practical input from Forge 3D might be able to benefit you. Or perhaps you're into marketing your company with a trinket or something like that produced in mass with your logo on it, maybe a keychain, some type of fidget spinner, a toy. Whatever you think, Forge 3D can do it. The sky is the limit. You can find them on Facebook. I almost said Facebook. Facebook, just search Forge 3D. And if you want to reach out, you can also just make a phone call. Call Tim at 616-667-7937. He's also known as Fake Free Beer in the chat if you want to say hi to him on there. Or just chat with him. Or say, hey, can you do this? This fucking thing broke and I need it fixed. Trust me, he can do it. That's Forge 3D on Facebook. F-O-R-G-E space 3D. Very good. Also, Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. I got an appointment with Frank today. We're adding some vision insurance to the policy. Here's what Frank is an expert with. Healthcare.gov. Which is also known as Obamacare. Now, anybody can fill out those forms. It just takes time, and it's easy to screw up. Have Frank do it for you at no cost. He's also the Medicare expert, the Social Security planning expert, and he can help you with any life insurance policy to protect you and yours, which you should do. Go to My Policy Shop. Excuse me, that's wrong. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. And that is going to allow you to fill out your information. Frank sees it, and then he's going to schedule an appointment with you. Buyinsurancehere.com. B-U-Y, insurancehere.com. Okay. Now, let's move on. The update on the fat-a-thon goes like this. Sometimes I struggle to figure out who I should be talking about. Pardon me, I got to do just a quick bit of math. Okay. God damn it. They made a change on the calculator app on the iPhone, and it's fucking me up. It says Kenny weighs 31,000 pounds. That is so not correct. Okay. The math is killing me. Okay. Kenny said, I'm going into all next week as a wash and I'm eating my ass off. And he did. He is up 5.2. This is on the heels of last week. He was down 0.6, so he has gone up now. He had gone down for, he had gone down for 3 consecutive weeks, but he is up. I think this is the biggest jump in weight that he's had since we started this. Yeah, by a lot. So right now there is 5.2 pounds of shit in Kenny's colon. He was 311.4 last week. Now he's up to 316.6. So he's going to take the L. I'll get to Jeremy in a second. Going into this week, Kenny had lost a total of 48.6. And we're going to have to amend that. Okay. He has now lost a total of 43.4. So he has a lot of work to do. And the total is important because Jeremy did very well, as he promised. He even wrote in his email, "I've told you I was going to do well, and I stick by my word." So both of these players did not lie. They were both very honest. Kenny said he's going to eat his ass off, and he did. And he ballooned. Jeremy worked his tail off, and he is down 2.7. He is now at 290.9 pounds for a total weight loss of 44.5, which means he officially has surpassed Kenny on total weight loss. Kenny, with the fluctuating, has thrown it back to that spot that he's kind of been hanging out at, 43.4. And Jeremy just continues to go down. I mean, my God. Jeremy had one weekend that was a disaster. That was 2 weeks ago when he ballooned 5.7. And then the following week, he lost 7.6. So now he's put that behind him. That is way in the rearview mirror. And he has, that is substantial to be starting this at 335.4. And now he's at 290.9 is exceptional. All right. Nine wins, two losses in 11 weeks for Jeremy. Two wins and nine losses for Kenny. And these two Titans go back at it again this week. There's a lot of questions here. Will Jeremy continue to lose at that torrid pace? I mean, if you can follow up this week, follow up that week with another stellar week, I think the goal, what was the goal, Jeremy, by January 1? Am I getting this right? Wasn't the goal 275? I forget what the goal was. The goal is 275 by January 1. You've got less than 1 month to shed 15? Whoa. It's not impossible, but you're really going to have to work. You need to right off the bat, like this week, drop five just to give you a puncher's chance. Because if you lose one or two, you know, to rattle off that much weight in 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, that's going to be very, very tough, very stressful on you. And then the questions about Kenny. Is he going to re-energize, reset, and begin to lose weight again? Is he going to shake that off? Like, have that goldfish mentality and forget about it and focus again on the prize. I have all the confidence in the world that he will. Nice job, gentlemen. Well, no, I take that back. Jeremy, well, no, you both did a nice job. Jeremy said he's going to lose weight. And Kenny said he is not. So you both deserve credit because you did exactly what you're supposed to do. You said it and you did it. Kenny said, "I'm going to eat my fucking face off." Fantastic. Did my all of my Christmas? No! I don't want to talk about Christmas shopping yet. I want to update the great food giveaway number 5 with tampons. We are now up to 23 donations. I just got. Let's see who reached out to me. I wrote it down. I got it. Trust me. I just heard from Donovan S., who sent one along. And, Donovan sent the donation that I've been asking for. And these are the ones that I love the most. When the person says, hey, I'm going to do exactly what you told me to do. It does not have to be a large amount. There's strength in our numbers. With the number of people that I see every day enjoying this podcast, if every single one of you just threw $5 or $10, you don't have to go big. Some of you can if you want. You have, and I appreciate that very much. But for those of you that are like, nope, I'm not doing that. I want you to rethink that. I want you to just think about it because we are feeding 150 families. And this year, the need is greater than ever because we have more and more people who have taken advantage of this in the past. So they're going to be there. The word has gotten out that this is the thing. So the food's going to go fast. So the last thing we want is to not be able to purchase enough food. 150 Christmas meals is what we're purchasing. Christmas hams. Not to mention bags of potatoes, 5-pound bags of potatoes, the gravy, the corn, the rolls. IMKO is here with a great question. Where can I pitch in? Let me show you right now. I have all that information for you. I'm going to put it in the chat, the live chat. And then you will be able to see it. There you go. You can send the cash via Venmo at Eric-Zaitunian. PayPal at Eric Zane Show. You can also see where it says tampons link. That is an Amazon wish list where we have 5 different products that we are having audience members purchase for the great food giveaway with tampons. We need hundreds of boxes of these products. If you buy them all, it's just north of $42, and they will be shipped to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV for the great food giveaway. And that is happening December 20th. That's a Friday at Irvine's, 3 p.m. Okay, looking forward to that. And if you, in fact, I want to share this with you. This is how we are doing on the feminine hygiene products. Because as it goes on December 20th, we're all there. The gang is all there. If you want to show up, just show up. Come as you are. You don't need to let me know that you're coming. Just come unless you're fucking Mike Pellerito. Show up. We'll have pet food from Grand Rapids, Grand Rapids Pitbull Alliance. They will give away free pet food. All of the food we will have boxed up and we'll put in those people's cars as well. And then we'll head them off to the area where our ladies, our Team Pink is there, offering up free feminine hygiene products. All right, there you go. And right now, as we look at the feminine hygiene products that we have, 21 boxes of the Eco Blossom reusable menstrual cups have been purchased. We would like 40 boxes purchased. The ultra thin pads, we'd like 150. We have 20. The thick maxi pads, we want 150. We've got 21. The panty liners, we need 150. We've got 16. And the tampons, we want 60. We've got 15. So we got a lot of work to do on that. If you cannot or you don't feel like contributing on the Amazon wish list, just send the cash, because once we buy all the food, any cash left over is going to this wish list. Okay? There you go. That's it. That's not so hard. I appreciate you all so much. Thank you. And I do have an update on the dollars raised. As I said, 23 of you have donated. And since Kenny donated $26.54 last week to give me a cool $1,600 for the great food giveaway, John dropped a hefty donation. Julie C. dropped a donation, a very hefty donation. Donovan, thank you so much. We are at $1,905. I know it sounds like a broken record, but Nate over at Meijer, he said he's still waiting on the word of the final cost of the hams, which will then tell us what the cost is for all of this food. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I reached out to Fox 17. I'm hoping they'll put us on TV so we can talk about it and get more people to show up to get the free food. Okay, every Monday I have my radio staff meeting, and today is no different. I am going to be with my pals over at Q100 for about the next 30, 35 minutes, and then I'm going to come back on here and talk more about the Thanksgiving festivities. Wow, we had a lot of interesting things happening that I have to talk, I have to share with you, and I'm looking forward to that. Okay? That is coming up as soon as I get done with the radio staff meeting. Thank you, folks, for being here, though, and I will talk to you in just a few minutes. Till then, have a good one. Bye-bye. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
This sale season, Ritual is urging you to think about what's essential. Your daily health? Pretty essential. Making sure your products are heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and sourced through a traceable supply chain? Also essential. So this Black Friday, skip the micro trends and put your savings where they matter. Your health. With 40% off daily essentials like stress relief and Symbiotic Plus for gut support. Head to ritual.com/podcast and shop responsibly.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.